Lean and Ugly sunk his long, flat-edged front teeth into the bounty hunter's right shoulder, dropping a bright red veil of pain down over the big man's eyes.
Son of a bitch!
Prophet swung around and smashed an elbow against the Dun's blaze-faced snout.
How many times I gotta tell you not to do that, you black-hearted cuss?
Unfazed by the blow, Mean and Ugly bobbed his head. His white-ringed eyes blazed with mischievous satisfaction. His broad, broken-nosed face flushed with pain and exasperation. Prophet canted his head to inspect his shoulder. The horse had torn the oft-repaired tunic seam once again. No blood shone, but the tall, lean, hard-bodied man in dusty, sweaty buckskins felt as though his shoulder had been laid bare to the bone. What a horse's teeth lacked in sharpness, they made up for in hardness, and Mean and Ugly's choppers were hardest of all. The horse had always had a penchant for biting, and long, hard rides ghosting outlaws tended to bore him, making him frisky and contentious, and especially prone to sinking his teeth into human flesh. Or horse flesh, for that matter. But no other horses were near. The nearest were those of the stage robbers Prophet had been following for the past 2 weeks, and that, when he'd glassed the area from the hill a few minutes ago, he'd spotted by the cabin a good 200 yards away. So Prophet's shoulder, carelessly offered, had proven too enticing for the Dun to pass up. Keeping an eye on the horse, who had now dropped his head to crop brome grass with infuriating indifference, Prophet leaned down to remove his spurs.
I don't know why I put up with you all these years, Mean and Ugly. I must be touched to think of all the good horses I passed up.
Truth was, Mean and Ugly was the best horse Prophet had owned. Maybe not the handsomest, but the best, toughest stayer a bounty hunter could ask for. And while he'd never admit it out loud, Prophet felt a close kinship with the hammer-headed Dun. They were cut from the same cloth. Both were big, ornery, green-broke loners who lived a stomp with their tails up. He hung four sets of manacles from his cartridge belt, with enough space between each so they wouldn't jostle one another and give him away. Chucking his Winchester 73 from its saddle boot, the bounty hunter racked a fresh shell into the breech. Prophet glanced at Mean and Ugly once more as he tramped off through the willows.
A horse like that is an abomination against God and all that's holy. Can't sell him, Mo. Wouldn't sick that cursed cayuse on my worst enemy. And he ain't worth a bullet.
Rubbing his still barking shoulder, he continued through the willows to the shore of the shallow, slow-moving creek rippling over rocks and around sandbars. Halting at the edge of the stream, partly concealed by branches, he squeezed his rifle and looked around. A few crows and mountain jays milled amongst the cottonwoods on both sides of the creek. Otherwise, nothing moved. It appeared that Emmett Sanderson, the leader of the outlaws whom Prophet had tracked north from Alamosa, had appointed no picket to watch the gang's back trail. Resting the Winchester on his right shoulder, but raking his cautious gaze from right to left and back again, Prophet stepped into the stream, keeping to the shallow ford as he made for the other side, the water refreshingly cool as it slid over his boots. When he gained the other shore, he had another look around, then began climbing the slope beyond, working his way right and holding the Winchester in both hands across his chest. He kept his shrewd bounty hunter's eyes narrowed as he swept the terrain around him. He'd hiked 100 yards uphill and down when he spied the outlaw cabin perched on the shoulder of a low bluff among sparse pines and boulders. It was a small, worn gray log affair with a rusty tin roof. A thin ribbon of smoke issued from the chimney pipe, rising nearly straight up to the faultless vault of cerulean sky. An old fur trapper's track. A corral and lean-to stable lay on the cabin's near side, and inside the corral five horses milled lazily, clumped head to tail for shade and to keep the flies out of one another's faces. They were the horses Prophet had been tracking, including the stocky steel dust the outlaws had used for packing the stage loot they'd appropriated from the trails around Durango.